Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with both Daniel Pullen and Lee Pullen, co-founders of Cygen, a pure play specialist in the realms of robotic process automation, or RPA, and intelligent automation. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.
You're both certainly welcome. Great to have you out. Looking forward to being informed here today per your expertise. So, Daniel, for starters, what is robotic process automation and who can benefit from it?
Sure. Robotic process automation, or RPA, first of all, we're talking software, so we're not talking about physical robots. We're talking about a piece of software, albeit a very clever piece of software. And effectively, at the most basic level, it can emulate the behavior of people on a digital system to execute a business process. And a simple example of that could be data entry from, say, an Excel spreadsheet into an application such as SAP. So the robot can emulate those actions of typing in data in from a field, or from different fields, accurately, far quicker than a person can, and it can relieve that kind of work, that sort of repetitive day-to-day work from people so they can focus on higher value tasks. The types of companies that can typically benefit from RPA are practically all companies, whether they're large or small. It doesn't matter what industry they're in. Basically, most companies out there today do have elements of repetitive work, be they a mining company, a finance company, a software company. They all have those core sort of back office functions that they have to do that involve people doing repetitive tasks, and therefore all of those companies can receive the benefits of robotic process automation.
And thanks for an informative lead off here today. Much appreciated. Now, Lee, we certainly appreciate your joining the show as well. Tell us, what are the benefits of RPA?
There's a number of them. Some are purely cost-related, and some of them are soft quantifiers. So everything from, obviously, operating cost reductions, because your robots are far cheaper than people, and on standard type of tasks, on repetitive tasks, they'll do it quicker. You have things like improved accuracy and quality, which are huge. So you're getting anything up to close to 100% accuracy out of using robots, so you don't have as much rework. You have reduced technology integration costs, because you don't need to upgrade as often as you would have had to have done so. You have headcount flexibility, because as you've relieved people from doing certain types of process tasks, they can be relieved to look at other things that give the company more flexibility, that can bring in different type of revenue that they couldn't do before with the same amount of people. You have revenue leakage detection and reduction. So that's pure money in the bank for companies if they can use robots to detect revenue that's leaking out the door because their processes aren't working properly. The robots can plug those gaps. You've got regulatory reporting improvements. There's a whole host of different areas that RPA can start to move on and bring a whole range of benefits, cost, flexibility, and soft benefits such as quality. So,
now, of course, taking that even further, how does one actually implement RPA in their company, and what are the different types of softwares available in the market?
Well, the different types of software, you've got probably at the top of the tree, you've got UiPath, and then you've got products such as Automation Anywhere and Blue Prism, for example, which are some of the more those three are some of the more founding type of RPA type companies around. As far as implementing that type of technology. Most of it sits on Microsoft technology. Some robots sit on desktops called attended robots. Some robots sit on servers in the background, which are back office or unattended robots. You have products called an orchestrator or a control tower that controls robots that and so they also sit on servers. And then you have the developer tool that tells the robots how to do each task or each process that it's got to do. So typically they sit on a Microsoft backbone throughout companies, and from there they're implemented just like any other sort of software. It's pretty straightforward. It's not overbearing. And then they don't need to integrate with any. They work like a user does. You don't need to do an integration to, say, for example, SAP or to any ERP system or something like a Salesforce. They act just like a user would. So you just need, you don't need integration tools, which is, so you don't need APIs or anything like that. So that's a great benefit, and it makes it far cheaper to do and very accurate to do.
Certainly has been informative so far. Today we're speaking with both Daniel Pullen and Lee Pullen, co-founders at Cygen, a pure play specialist in the realms of robotic process automation and intelligent automation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. What types of processes are suitable for automation?
The best types of processes, there's a few criteria, a few key criteria. One of the first ones is frequency. Typically, more frequently, a process is run, I'm talking either intradaily or daily, the higher the benefit. That's not to say that you don't do some of the weekly and monthly processes as well, but if you're looking for bang for buck, then you'll want to start with higher frequency processes that are executed ideally daily or even more frequently than that. You're looking for the data inputs that you're using to be digitized. So although robotics and machine learning and some of the areas around robotics are getting better all the time, things such as handwriting or scanned form data is not probably the place that you start. So you want data that is digitized and easily available for the robot to use and access. You're talking about processes that are fairly well defined within the company. So you've got one or more subject matter experts in the company that can talk implementers such as ourselves through the process in detail. And given that we're replicating or emulating human work, we have to go down into the nitty-gritty keystroke type detail that often gets overlooked. So you do need people that have that information and can relay that so that we can teach the robot how to replicate those tasks. So that's a good example of some types of processes that are suitable.
I think on top of that, it's worth saying that you've also got to, in some cases, capture the subconscious actions of people, and you have to allow for the technology within the company, such as an ERP system or the websites. You have to allow for them speeding up and slowing down, and you need to be able to capture those in a typical environment and so that the processes go all the way through without stopping, so via robots. So you've got to account for not just the process itself, but all of the things that happen around it.
And of course, not to get too complicated here, but how quickly can RPA be implemented?
Well, they vary depending on the complexity of the process. Typically, we do processes within days. There are some that actually take hours, but we measure in days, days and weeks more than months. For example, so if we were to do a typical type of what we call swivel chair type automation, where we're taking data from one system, putting it into another. If it's fairly well defined up front, it might take us 3 or 4 days to do that. And that probably includes what we call hardening the process so it will work okay. We have spent up to a few months in some automations that are very complex with lots of different branches. And in those cases, that they take, obviously, there's a lot more documentation that goes with those, a lot more testing, and quite typically they're across multiple different systems. They can be up to 3 or 4 or 5 different systems. So it varies depending on the task. By and large, if you were to take a typical invoice-type process, most of those are in measured in days.
And I think it's probably worth noting as well that a misconception in the market at sometimes is that you have to automate 100% of a process in order for it to be viable, and that's actually not correct. Many companies can get a huge amount of benefit from doing, say, 80% of a process automated by robots, and then having, say, the exceptions or some data points that don't quite fit being passed back to human agents for review. And so that can also allow certain projects to, or RPA projects, to be built and embedded fairly quickly. You're getting the initial hit of your 80% right off the mark. And then for those, say, occurrences that might happen once or twice a year, you then have to look at the cost-to-benefit ratio of whether that's actually worth automating, or whether you keep that in the hands of people that are, that can deal with that as they come up occasionally. So it doesn't have to be 100% of a process in order for it to be automated. We can work with less than that.
Now, something that would be helpful for the audience here, if you would share some examples of processes briefly automated for different industries for your clients and results that have been obtained.
We go everywhere from accounts payable invoices, extracting data from those and putting that into accounts payable systems. We have HR onboarding. So when people join a company, the robot's taking all of the information and putting it into the HR systems, then opening necessary accounts for that person once they start work at a company. It could be calculating rebates for large food distributors, and those rebates might be related to food manufacturers. It can be move ad changes for electricity, gas, whatever type meters around a country. It can be equity type calculations for an equity finance company. It can be banking, it can be loan type opening transactions, it can be the potential is huge. We have done hundreds and hundreds of different types of automations. There are typically many in finance where that are across the board in most organizations, but we get into ports, we get into media, we get into a whole lot of different areas. Wherever there are standard processes across within a company and they're digitized, we can generally automate them.
Of course, everyone's always interested in the ROI in most anything. So how does one calculate the ROI of your RPA deployment and measure RPA success?
If you're looking on the dollar side, then calculation-wise, it's basically it's looking at obviously the cost of the technology itself plus the build, implementation, and testing time of the automation. And then that's stacked against the current processing time prior to automation going in. So that calculation is fairly straightforward. But it's worth mentioning that cost, although it's an important factor and it often does come down to dollars and cents, cost is only one of the metrics that we look at. And depending on what we're automating, it can be time, so time saved. It can be accuracy. So we've worked on quite a few processes where the primary driver and the benefit was actually not cost, it was rates of accuracy. And that's typical, so with data entry, where the accuracy rate may have been 75 to 80%, and that 20, 25% error rate was then leading to X dollars and X time wasted trying to recover those errors. Whereas you move to robotics and you get to your 100% accuracy rate and all of that goes away. So the important question before even looking at ROI is what metric are we measuring against? Time, accuracy, and it can even be some of the really softer benefits, such as departments that are overloaded and overworked, staff morale incredibly low, and as a result of getting robotics in to handle some of that grunt work, you can actually have a lift in both employee productivity and also employee satisfaction. So many, many different ways to actually gauge the impact of that automation within a business. Cost obviously being one of the primary ones, but not always.
Gentlemen, most informative and really insightful. We can't thank you enough for joining us on behalf of SciGen and sharing your expertise covering robotic process automation and intelligent automation here on the program. If listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information on SciGen, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, SciGen.com.au. You'll get to our website. That will give you contact numbers as well. So they're all on the website. That's probably the best place to go, obviously being .com.au. We're based in Australia, but our clients are all over the world. So we're not just, we cover obviously Asia Pac, we go up into Asia, and we've even got clients in the United States. So we're not just in the southern region. So, head for there first. We're on LinkedIn, all of these sort of usual sort of contact places will get us. I think we're on Twitter across the board. We put out a lot of articles, so you'll see those coming out about three a month come out from us. And so there's always a lot of information coming out about what we do and what's going on in the industry and how it's changing and what it's sort of going to turn into. So
again, folks, it is SciGen.com.au. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
And you too.
And you. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Daniel Pullen and Lee Pullen, co-founders of SciGen, a pure play specialist in the realms of robotic process automation and intelligent automation. And for all the details, visit SciGen.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.